Says the Malachim are Malachim Mamash. And we know it's famous read, it's a Medrash, whether it was messengers, Medrash says whether it was Malachim Mamash or it was Shluchim, it's regular messengers. And Ramosh and Drash Moshe asks, Manavshach, first of all, why did Yaakov Avinu send, if they're real Malachim, why did he send real Malachim? Why didn't he just send messengers? What was the Tayalus in sending Malachim? Reb Chaim HaKadosh also discussed at the beginning why he sent Malachim. Maybe if he sent regular people, Esav could harm them before coming back. Also would give Esav more of a pachad if he saw Malachim. But Moshe asks, what was the tachlis in sending Malachim? And according to the Mad Omer, that it was Shluchim, as regular messengers, Temua. Ktsas, my time anokeh b'loshon Malachim. So why didn't the Pasuk just say, he sent Shluchim, why does he use the loshon of Malachim? So if it was Malachim, why did he send Malachim? And if it was Shluchim, why does the Pasuk say Malachim? And Rav Moshe shares with us an insight into Yaakov Avinu. And according to the Ovis HaKadoshim. V'hanochin. L'ni is daiti, the hasholim b'yoyser. Someone who has reached a level of Shlemus, b'yoyser on the highest level. Eloi his spilus mineis yoyser me'ateva kavua. He's not in any way impressed more by a neis than by something regular. Because someone who's Shalim B'Yoyser sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. So, whether it's a neis happening, or whether it's an everyday thing, a person breathing, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly that there's absolutely no chiluk, there's no difference in how he looks at it. Da'akevan Shagam HaTeva HaKavua, the regular Teva, Yadua, he knows Shu Nivra Me'abayris comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam Kav Yechol. Yesh Me'ayin. Vada Ein Lecha Neis Gadol Yosim. He said, there's no bigger neis than that. V'im Kriin Kva Yadua Loi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yechol Asis B'chol Yismashu Reitz. Hashem can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. U'mayim Mubazeh, and he believes Avka Shelo Yira Shum Neis Kol Yimei Chayim. If he doesn't see a neis his whole life, he looks at everything like a neis. We're learning with Victor Miller today with a cup of water. Victor Miller looked at a cup of water and he said, you can't drink hydrogen, you can't drink oxygen. But the mission takes two particles of hydrogen, two particles of oxygen, poof, there's a liquid. It's clear, it's beautiful. It's Mechaya person. But Victor Miller looked at a cup of water and he saw the Ribbono Shel Olam in the water. He saw it so clearly. So to him there was no spilus from it would be no spilus from an ace. Everything was an ace. That's how we look at everything. So Moshe says that a person who's on such a level, so Hashem will also do nisim for him. Because why not? To him it's all the same. To a regular person, they say, oh, the nace, wow, that's Hashem. Everything else, you know, it's nature. I understand that Hashem was involved, and of course, everything is from Hashem, but he sees the nace in a higher level. So if Hashem is an ace for him, he could have more spilus from the ace. He could have, that's more the Kaddish Baruch Hu than the Teva. But someone who believes that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to him it all looks the same. The famous example of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the Gemara in Tainus. He didn't have oil for Shabbos. He said, use vinegar. It was no chiluk. It was the same ace, the same Teva. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Shaloshin zemara shebe'etzim shovel a neis v'teva. The neis and the teva is exactly the same. L'chein nasu l'nisim b'chol rega. So you nisim all the time. L'chein yankiv. By yankiv avinu shayo shovel a mamish neis v'teva. By yankiv avinu, the neis and the teva was the same. He saw the Ribbono Shel Olam so clearly. He was in such a level of shleimus. L'ichbas lo'y l'shloyach gam alochim. So we'll send Malachim, we'll send Shluchim. Tim was the same. Dr. Moshe was the same. And even if you hold, Dr. Moshe, that the Quintan of Matnom says with Shluchim, so yeah, so why does it say Malachim? If it was really messengers, what the Pasuk says, say Shluchim. Why does it say Malachim? To show us that by Yaakov Avinu, it was the same. Didn't make a difference. With Shluchim, look at them as Malachim. It's also nobody Shluchim. Malachim, Shluchim. It's all the same. It says Dr. Moshe. Rav Dessler in Michtam Leo and Chelik Beis page 162 and on, has a piece called Shlemus Avos. And it just describes to us the stages the Avos went through to reach their Shlemus. It says, yeah, so Avraham Avinu started off with, he was Kulei Ava. He was Kulei Chesed. He was Makar of people to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hanefesh Hashem Asu Becharam. His Pashtus. Just bringing people in, spreading out the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was Ava, it was Chesed. But then, you also have to have a balance. You have to have Yiro, you have to have Shlemus and Gevuro. There was a Sarnes Yoynes. There was the Akedah, which went against his grain, which he needed in order to work on the Gevuro. He had to send away Yishmael and Hagar, Pimitzes Hashem. By the Akedah, he was able to reach the highest level of Yira possible. He was mevater, and everything he had in this world, his own son, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yitzchok, Pachad Yitzchok, started with Yira. The Akedah. Chulei. Zui Bechinas Yira Nala V'Tahira. Then he went the other way. He started to spread the Torah. He brings Rayas. And then, that was through Ava, also at Shlemus. Then he talks about Yankiv Avinu. He says, by Yankiv, Amun L'Yakiv L'Tolav Eschus Achirim Klal, Ki Onim Ne'urov, when he was younger, Yoshev Ayholim Lilmoid Ulelamed, Das Es Ha'am Befrat, this is from a Sfarnoi, he quotes a Sfarnoi, that when he was already younger, he was learning and teaching. Interesting, I don't know where the Sfarnoi knows, it's a Lilamed, Yankiv Avinu was Lilmoid Ulelamed, he says, Mefurish. He had his shlemus ready from a younger age. The Svarnoi. He says Yoshev Aholim Lumad Olalamed. He reached this level of shlemus. Chesed and Gevura together. Zokter Dassler l'shlemus nifla. It's an unbelievable level of shlemus. So immediately Yankim Yinu comes and Parshas VaYishlach to him. Since level of shlemus, a malach. And a shliach was the same. And it's an avodah. Sometimes we look around our gedolim, and we think, you know, listen, they were born gedolim, we weren't. They were born great people, we weren't. Avada, we're happy, we're in the generation with them, where they're able to connect to them. But, you know, we have our own struggles. And if they realize that it's an avodah. It's an avodah rabba. It's an avodah rabba. Sometimes we look around the Beis Medrash. We think about others. We say, oh, this person, he's a masmid. I'm not such a big masmid. Or this person, I see his midas, beautiful midas. I'm just different. And we're supposed to be our individual self, not to imitate someone else. But if they realize it, perhaps they also worked on themselves to reach that madrega. There's a shmuz, which Rav Ozban gave, it's in the Sefer Yerachai Sonim, and he quotes a story from Rav Moshe. So what's the story from Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe was sitting and learning on the porch, and there were two family members that were there, and they were schmoozing, they were conversing with each other, and they had a hard time hearing, sounds like in general, and therefore their voices were raised very loudly just so they could have their conversation and communicate with each other. And Rav Moshe was sitting and learning as if there was nothing going on, sitting and learning. So the one who was helping Rav Moshe was amazed. And he was like, wow, how does Rav Shiva sit and learn? In such a matziv. Rav Moshe said, Ma atom ispale. Why are you so amazed? Omalti elza, I've been working on this. Chamishim shana. 50 years. For 50 years I'm working. I'm being able to concentrate. Even if there's noise. It's like Rav Moshe, 50 years. He's working on it. As I said, Amalti alzeh chamishim shana. It's an avodah. And so our chrayas is little by little just to inch forward as best as we can and to connect to those that we see that have taka, you know, reached the madrega. person chaz is a masechta, chaz is bekiyas. I was in one of the shurim today. They did a lot of chazara, and one of the shurim was to kolsim yesterday on a perek. Some of them chaz did 10 times already. Chazar nachumal, and sometimes it's hard to push through the chazar. Some people, they enjoy chazar, they love it. Nachumal, they just want to see it again. Some people, it's hard to push through the chazar. Push through once, twice, three times. And then it starts to get a little more geschmack and a little bit easier. And then again, nachumal. Then it starts to become even more clear. And you see it again. And then you start looking back at it. You go, wow, this is, I know this. I'm like, connect to the Gemara. You open it up. You get excited when you see it because you know exactly, you look at it. You could already recognize it's Surah Sadaf. It jumps out at you. It's also a shlemus in learning. To be in a sugya, I'm just going to start chazvi now, Be'ez Hashem, for the b'chinas. In a chaz, you're going to go back and you go, wow, oh, now I have a klar, nachumal. You see it, a sugya you saw before, you didn't have a chance to put it together, you have a chance to take a step back and look at it all together. It's such an opportunity. It's such an opportunity. Because a person, shlemus in his learning. And then it starts to come, you saw v'raisa chad, it starts to come one with the Torah. And working on midas, and seeing the banishlim in the world. Looking around, little by little, we look more, Megala, Kvedeis Baruch, more and more. To reach these levels of Shlemus, the Avos HaKadoshim, Halavai, Masi Agil Maisa Avosi, we just have to, say the Tana Belio, we have to just touch, try to connect to it, as best as we can. And to see, Yaakov Avinu, there's no difference, a Malach, it was all the Rebbeinu Shlomo. These are our Zedis. They saw, they look at their, well, they weren't spoiled from all the politics, and every, people are saying this way and that way, just looked to see, try to find your Bainish Leilamit and to see things more clearly. And Hashem will do that. We'll be Zeicha Taka to Nisim, to see the Bainish Leilam in everything we do.
Moshe said he worked on it for 50 years. So he's always next to that cup for 50 years.